I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we hear interviews with Pleasantville head baseball coach Luke Adrian and players Braden Kennedy and Logan Roth after Pleasantville won their second consecutive Class 2A state title at Merchants Park in Carroll on Friday. Here with Pleasantville head baseball coach Luke Adrian after you guys just won your second consecutive Class 2A state title. Just initial thoughts, what does this mean to you, coach?
It's unreal. I'm just so happy for, like I said earlier, that last year was, you know, it was fun and we were able to get it done, but we knew we had everybody coming back, so it wasn't that, there wasn't that emotion that just kind of hit me now with my last game with these seniors and that type of thing, but it's really, really cool. I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's hard to explain.
It is so incredibly hard to go back-to-back. What was so special about this group that was able to do it?
These guys just, they're extremely, extremely talented. But their work ethic to go with that talent is second to none. They didn't rest on that one title last year. When we hit the winter, they were in working on getting their swings in on their own. And then when we were able to finally get with the guys in January, they were just ready to go. And I mean, you could just tell they had put the work in on their own outside of what we can do, and there was no resting on our laurels, and they were just ready to go.
Let's talk about the game today. Braden Kennedy, were you going to have to fight tooth and nail to get him off the mound today?
Yeah, I was. Actually, I in my mind, I was thinking I was just going to go to bang right there and going into the top of the seventh with BK up there, like 80 or 92 pitches or whatever he was at. But we joked all year when it was time to take BK out that I'm going to have one of my other assistant coaches telling me, because he's going to fight you to get him off the mound. So, we left him out there, and he was able to get it done. It's just awesome. That's what you know you're going to get with BK. So,
people don't always see behind the scenes that this is years and years and years in the making. You know, this isn't something that these guys started when they got to high school.
Right.
You've been working with them for a long time. What is it like for all this to come together now?
You talk about it as when they're young and we're working through it, you know, that's the goals and all that stuff, and it just doesn't always happen, right? So that's the cool thing, is to be able to see the hard work pay off for them, and it doesn't always happen, so that's really, really cool.
You know, I don't want to keep you too much longer, but you know, you look at this group of guys, especially those seniors that you're graduating, you know, they're great baseball players, but they're just also excellent young men.
Yeah.
You see all these little kids go up to them wanting autographs and something. How special is that to be a community where you have just such great people?
It is, and you know, the community is awesome. The seniors we had this year, they really stepped up their leadership this year from last year even. So it's kind of cool to watch. And we've got some guys we're going to have to replace next year, but we got some pretty good dudes coming back, and we're definitely going to miss those seven seniors.
Last question, Coach. Pleasantville community showed out today just as they always do. Environment was electric. How exciting is it to bring back that trophy again this year?
It's always fun, right? It's awesome. Like I said, it's kind of still setting in on me a little bit. But yeah, it's very cool, and it's awesome to bring another one home to the community that has really supported us all year long.
Congrats, Coach.
Thank you.
Here with Pleasantville catcher Logan Roth, after you guys just won your second consecutive Class 2A state baseball title, what does it mean to you?
You know, it means the world, right? Seeing the show out of all the fans and everybody, and obviously everybody else watching at home, you know, just feels great to bring this to the community for a second time and just to show them that we are the best team in the state, you know, showing to the whole world that we're the best team in the state, regardless of class. I mean, we just went out there and won two times in a row, beat teams outside of our class, like, really bad. And, you know, it just comes down, it's huge for the community and it's huge for us.
You know, for you being a senior, how significant is it and how special is it for you to go out on top?
You know, it's the most special thing in the world to me, really. Obviously, not a lot of kids. Well, every kid in the world except for four teams in the state right now are going home with a win. So, you know how it just means the world just to go home with a win, knowing that you came out on top, especially for the second year in a row. And just, you know, I'll take this to the grave, right? I'll remember this forever.
You look at all your years of playing baseball with these guys growing up and when you were young, and now you get to conclude it with back-to-back state titles. How cool is that?
It's awesome. I mean, there's really no other words for it. It's just absolutely awesome. And you know, we put in the work. This is the hardest group. It's a group of guys that I've never seen this many kids work this hard. It's crazy. Everybody's in the weight room. Everybody's getting their swings in, doing whatever they can to be the best that they can possibly be. And you know, my freshman year we went out, we lost the first game of playoffs, but I mean, obviously that left a sour taste in our mouth going out and winning two state championships here.
What's your celebration meal after this?
My celebration meal? You know, I got no idea. Thank you. I'll probably go home, chill for a little bit. I don't even know if I'll be thinking about food for a while, but you know, it doesn't sound bad to go to Panda Express right about now and get a bigger plate, you know?
Congrats on an excellent career, Logan.
Thank you.
Here with Pleasantville pitcher Braden Kennedy, after you guys just won your second consecutive Class 2A state title, you pitched all seven innings here today. Just walk me through your performance on the mound.
You know, I had pretty much everything working. Had some good recovery because I threw early on this week. And then just throwing a bunch of sliders, mixing the fastballs here and there. Logan called a great game behind the plate, and my guys made a lot of plays, which helps out.
Were you going to have to fight your head coach tooth and nail to get him to let you in the game or stay in the game?
Yeah, he said if I had any trouble at all, I was getting pulled. So I had to talk him into it, which I'm glad he did.
How special is it for you? You've been playing with these guys for a long time, now able to win state for two consecutive years.
Oh, it feels awesome. There's no better feeling in the world, man, and there's nobody else I'd rather play with and experience this with.
Yeah, you have so much community members there, all this community support. You have little kids coming up to you wanting autographs. How important is it to be just such a great representation and have all this community support?
Yeah, it's awesome to be a role model for these little kids and give them a chance to think they're going to do this when they get older. And the community always pops out as always. I think we've had the most fans here every game, which helps out a ton.
What about you? What about your work on the mound today was working so well? What pitches were working?
Slider was working really well. Lost it for a little bit. Then about the fourth inning, it really started to just really found it there. And then fastball was a little firmer today than it has been the last few outings. And I just felt really good. A lot more adrenaline than usually, so that helps.
Congrats on an excellent junior season.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Pleasantville head baseball coach Luke Adrian and players Logan Roth and Braden Kennedy after Pleasantville won their second consecutive Class 2A state title at Mertens Park in Carroll on Friday. For today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.